From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us. It is the 7 o'clock hour. We've got a lot to get to. It's Fun Friday. It has finally arrived. You have finally made it to the weekend. And that lady right there has finally made it to the studio. Actually, I was the one who was late today, so it's not really fair for me to put it that
way. Must be all that traffic, Kevin.
Christine, good to see you tonight. So great to have you.
Oh, my goodness. What a week. It's good to be here, too. You know what? You know, congestion pricing hasn't even been passed yet. We're still in the public comment period, but you still hit traffic, Kevin. I mean, what's with that?
Well, and yesterday you had another one of those great Broadway Association events, and I just can't dote on the Broadway Association enough. If you are in the Broadway district, you should be part of this organization. It is doing phenomenal work, although... And AB, you jump on here with me for a second. Did I or did I not see our beloved Christine blush just a little bit when she started talking about all the cute firefighters that were at the City Hall hearing last week for congestion pricing?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Oh, come on. No, it was really cute, guys. It was like... she almost like couldn't get the words out. She was like, you know, I went to talk about congestion pricing and there were these firefighters there. And you talked about one in particular that was kind of hunky.
Very
and,
cute.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going, right, how many firefighters don't look good? You know, they've all got arms, right? They're like guns, you know, because that's all they do is lift stuff. But anyway, I've buried the lead. You were at City Hall or at a hearing somewhere with these firefighters testifying, giving your opinion pretty much against congestion pricing for this point in time and the way they're wanting to implement it. And one of the firefighters wanted to hear from you.
He did, because he's an off-Broadway actor as well. So go figure. I mean, you know, if you're not doing enough as a firefighter, right? I
mean, that's it.
It's a full-time job, but then he has a passion for off-Broadway. So when he saw that I was on the list of folks to testify, he was hoping to stick around, but they got a call. And as duty calls, he had to run with his other firefighters from, I forget which ladder they're from, but, you know, off they went.
Well, that's why the FDNY is nothing but an organization full of heroes, and they deserve our thanks. Every time we see one, we need to tug on their fire coat and say, hey, thank you for what you do. And a little bit later on tonight, we're gonna find a way for you to say thank you to firefighters. Our friend Nancy Carbone is going to be back, so that'll be fun. We'll talk about how you can both enjoy a fun evening and do some good for those first responders.
Yeah, for Friends of Firefighters. She runs an amazing organization that helps with mental health counseling.
But the bragging's not done yet, because not only did you do a good job with the whole congestion pricing thing, but the Broadway Association event yesterday highlighted young people in the performing arts again, and drop my jaw. I talk about you having a little bit of a crush on a firefighter. I wanted to take the little singer home with us and have her sing for my Charlotte, because Lauren
Marchand. Yeah.
Marchand, who's a winner of the Jimmys and the Roger Reese Awards from last year, just melted us. I mean, she did a song from Frozen that is not part of the movie. It's part of the Broadway experience. You have to go to see the Broadway show. I'd never heard the song. It made me weep. And it was such a beautiful luncheon, Christine. I mean, I'm just telling people, if you're part of the Broadway area and you're not part of the association, you really should be, because they're doing such good stuff. But you're to be commended on another superb event.
Well, thank you. And I do want to thank our host, Frank DeLella, who's often a guest, but Frank was keeping together this whole group of really spectacular folks that help with education in the classroom. So we had Deeksha Gower, who's the executive director of TDF. We had Samara Berger.
What does TDF stand for the less initiated?
Theater Development Fund, and that is also the TKTS booth. So they have been helping people access Broadway at off-Broadway prices, if you will, for over 50 years now. So yeah, they do amazing work, and they do a lot of work with kids in the classroom, as does Samara Berger from Situation Project. And also Tia Powell Harris, who is the Vice President of Education for the New York City Center. She just broke up the room with, as telling us a story that as a very young girl at 4, she decided to do a thunder dance outside. And her parents at that very moment realized she needed to be in the theater. So they did whatever they could to get her into the theater. And it's been a lifelong career for her. And also Susan Lee, who is with the Roger Reese Awards, the Theater Education Fund. She is amazing. And these are, she works with these folks every day. And it's just amazing
how you had given me the great honor of being seated next to her during the luncheon. And she was so nervous about having to get up and say a few words. And
really?
Got up and just like it water off a duck. Right. And then she comes back to you. I hope I did okay. I'm like, Susan, you were great. You were great.
Terrific.
But yeah, that is one of my favorite. That's the second year in a row you've done a children or youth in the performing
theater
arts.
Theater in the classroom. Yes. Yeah. It's March is the month to celebrate education, theater education.
Well, and our good friend Michael Presser's got an event coming up this next week that is going to be attended by how many kids?
Oh, well, a whole theater full. It's for 6, and it's called Creating the Magic, which I hope that you can come to, Kevin, if you can try and get off.
I got to go to last year's. I'm working on it. It is election season, but after I had all of that wonderful experience with you, I ended the day yesterday on the NASDAQ. I didn't get to ring the bell, but I was with the guy that rang the bell to close the trading. And that was a cool experience. I'd never been on any of the exchanges for the opening.
Oh, that's a good one. And closing. What's great is they're based in Times Square, the NASDAQ market site. So the photos are fabulous. And then they bring everybody outside, and then they put them up on the market site, exterior
billboard,
of the building, which is on 43rd.
It was very disconcerting to see my nose be the size of a car. Like that was
it's like the whole window.
it's 7 stories. It's the largest. Well, this is what NASDAQ said. It's the largest outdoor video tower in the world. And there's someone building something in Times Square that may rival that soon. But anyway, this is right now the pictures they took when mine would come up. I was like my face was 2 stories high, and I'm like, I don't need to be that big.
Who closed the bell?
It's a cool little company out of the Midwest called Prairie Operating Group, and they are a driller of domestic energy. And they this is really remarkable in the business world. They are 100% debt free. They operate on a cash supply basis. No other energy company in America is debt-free, and that's the way they operate. And they went public, and NASDAQ was welcoming them as their IPO. I happened to be an investor in the company, and I was invited to be there. So it was just a wonderful experience, and I really had a great time. You had a much better night than I did.
Yes, and what was really wonderful is Gail King was the moderator, and the 2 speakers were Robert Kraft and Dr. Clarence Jones, he's the chairman of Spill the Honey, which is a beautiful organization that really educates folks on the strong roots between the Black and Jewish communities from the civil rights organization. But they were moderated by Gail King. And at one point, because Dr. Jones is 93 years old, she made a joke and she said, "You have so much spunk and vitality. Maybe you want to run for president." And she said, "You have more energy than the 2 guys that are running." The whole place broke up, no matter what side of the aisle
that's
you are.
That's truly funny.
That joke. And it was really lovely.
That's truly funny. I would have much rather been in that audience than listening to Joe Biden scream at me the whole way home, but couldn't avoid it. All right. Speaking of Spill the Honey, we've got a very special guest coming up next. Don't go away. Mm-hmm.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal move you forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
I feel so stuck.
The Veterans Crisis Line is here for you. Dial 988, then press 1 to call.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager.
This is Scott Kirby at United Airlines, who is announced we're reserving 50% of our flight school to people of color and women. So he's having affirmative action in the realm of pilots. Would you like that in the realm of surgeons? I don't think that should be in any realm. All it does is undermine those groups.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
Our hosts tell it like it is.
No safe spaces here. AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough. Ooh.
All right, welcome. It's Radio Night Live. It's the Friday edition where we usually generally try to have a little bit of fun. And we were talking in the opening segment just a second ago about some of the things that we were involved with on a very busy Thursday, Christine. It was a busy Thursday for both of us. But we've got a special guest kind of highlighting what you dealt with last night.
Absolutely. It was an amazing event last night at the 92nd Street Y, where Spill the Honey presented a program that featured the chairman of Spill the Honey, Dr. Clarence Jones. As you know, in addition to being chair of Spill the Honey, he was formerly Martin Luther King's speechwriter. He was joined by Robert Kraft, who has been doing a lot to try to combat anti-Semitism. And it was moderated by CBS CBS's Gail King. It was a fabulous, packed evening at the 92nd Street Y. I think there were 500 people there. And the executive director of Spill the Honey, the person who is pulling this together, is formerly Congresswoman from Michigan, Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence, also the former mayor of the city of Southfield. And, you know, while she was in office as a U.S. representative for Michigan, I want to just point out what an amazing job she did in creating back in June of 2019 the Congressional Caucus on Black Jewish Relations. And this was a bipartisan caucus, and that work was so incredibly and remains so incredibly important now, probably now more than ever. But Congresswoman Lawrence, welcome to Radio Night Live. We're so pleased to have you here in New York City, at least for another few minutes while you're heading to the airport.
Well, thank you so much. It was amazing last night to have people in the room, some that just needed to have some hope. And when the program ended, this lady who was sitting in the row next to me, I asked her, I said, "Hi, I'm the executive director. How did you enjoy the evening?" She said, "I am so glad I came." She said, "Because I was starting to dislike Black people. I felt like they disliked me, and I didn't like where I was, but this gave me hope, and now I feel changed because I now have hope." And that was very powerful for me. And when you talk about the Black and Jewish community, we often remind people that we, as African Americans and the Jewish community, we both wear the scars of hatred. Where, you know, the Jews went through the Holocaust, the African Americans and Blacks, we went through slavery. And we came together organically during the civil rights period, where we said that we will not be silent. We will stand up and fight, because we know that if there is not an answer or a voice against hatred, it grows to a level of violence and even death. So I'm on a mission. Spill the Honey is on a mission that in our lifetime and in our legacy, we will have made a difference. And I was very pleased with last night. The mayor came and spoke at the end. He was amazing. His remarks, and to see the brotherhood between Dr. Jones and Mr. Kraft was just really remarkable.
Well, it is an important reminder, Congresswoman Lawrence, that the work is really never done. We've got to continue to talk to the next generation, because every time we think the work is completed, then we run the risk of not remembering. And history's worst mistakes get repeated if you don't remember what happened. I was very taken by something Christine told me yesterday, and that was that when you started the work on the most recent thing in Congress that you had helped spearhead, that your partner in that work was our very own Lee Zeldin.
Oh, yes.
Which is kind of fun, because he almost became governor last year or a year ago, and he's well-beloved in these parts. Are you concerned by what you're seeing on your TV screen? Do you feel like it's undone some of the good that Spill the Honey and Dr. Jones and Mr. Kraft are trying to get across?
Well, what I will tell you is that hate always seems, it's like a weed, it's resilient. You cut it down and it grows right back. Social media is our new challenge in this fight against hate. And unfortunately or fortunately, social media is shaping this divisive message of taking away the seeing myself in others, the compassion, the empathy. And one of the things, because you don't confront the person, it's I'm just being I'm using hate in this broad, empty space, and I don't see the impact of that. Hmm. And I am not discouraged. I'm just really being more engaged because I know the work is so important. And I'm not without hope because I know the more that we get out there and talking to, we have to awaken some of the old folks, like who lived through the civil rights, who are the survivors, the children of survivors of the Holocaust. And like you said, the work continues. And so I have that hope that when you see hatred, whether it's against our gay community, our Asian community, our gay community, that we know that it should be a cultural offensive against hate. And someone has to stand up and say, in this United States, this thing we call a democracy, this thing of human rights and civil rights, are something that people fought for. It didn't just happen. And unfortunately, we have a younger generation that has a sense almost of entitlement. You know, like, hey, these rights I have, I'm entitled to it because, you know, I live in America. They have to be protected. And we have to stomp it out when we see hate growing or policies. That's why I formed the Congressional Black Caucus in Congress, because we have to make sure that our policies, because every example of racism, anti-Semitism in Germany and other places, it was ingrained in the government. And that's why in my platform in Congress, I said we have to engage people who know that we have to pay attention and make sure it doesn't just become a slippery slope. Well, they'll do this little thing, and then we won't, you know, it's not a big deal. So I'm hopeful, and I hope that, like that lady told me last night, that we can restore hope and educate that next generation.
When you come back, we'd love to hear how Spill the Honey is reaching out to that younger generation through education. So don't go away, folks. Yeah. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal judge has upheld the use of an immigration program that allows up to 30,000 migrants from four countries into the U.S. per month. The ruling Friday came in response to a lawsuit from Republican-leaning states that argued the humanitarian parole program created a shadow immigration system. They also said the Biden administration program economically burdened states receiving migrants with rising costs of health care, education, and public safety. GOP officials have voted to install Donald Trump's hand-picked chair of the Republican National Committee. Party members on Friday in Houston elected North Carolina Republican Michael Whatley as party chairman. Whatley is part of a leadership slate that will include the former president's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, as co-chair. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to join me and Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this 4th of July weekend. Reserve your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
In Two Creations, Bara and Asa, Emmanuel J. Charles reveals that life on Earth was not evolved, but created by Almighty God. He explains that the first three verses of the Bible should be considered as three distinct events that took place in four different eras of Earth's history. This book presents undeniable claims supported by logical reasoning, scientific evidence, and biblical truth. Get your copy now.
Available on Amazon now.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Take it from Charlie Kirk.
As I read this New York Times article, so I read the New York Times so you don't have to. Salem Media Group reaches more people than they realize. It was my favorite line of the whole thing. Their hosts are big names and they have huge reach, which makes them one of the most powerful forces in conservative media.
Step into our big names to help grow your business.
To find out more about it, reach out to our general sales manager, Laura Schaefer, by calling 212-857-9639.
AM 97, The Answer. Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And we're back. It's Radio Night Live. It's the Friday edition, and we are very honored to be speaking with our very special guest, Congresswoman Lawrence, who has been part of the group Spill the Honey since its inception and has gotten very involved with Dr. Clarence Jones and Bob Kraft. And this last week had, or just last night, had a big event here in the city. Congresswoman, before the break, Christine asked, what made you envision what Spill the Honey could accomplish and why this approach? What is it about this approach that's unique?
Spill the Honey has embraced an educational component. My grandmother told me as a child that being a Black woman in America, I was going to spend the majority of my time educating people because hatred is ignorance. And when we educate and expose people to the fact that they can see themselves and others, have some empathy, that we can change this. And I was saying my mentor was Elijah Cummings in Congress, and he said, what you do today sends a message to a generation that you will never meet. And that's what I'm so passionate about, is this next generation who walk in the past that were paid by those who were not, did not have the, any tolerance for hate, and that we have to do the work. And so I was in Congress. I started the Black Jewish Caucus. As a mayor, I was the mayor over a large Black and Jewish community. And so now I can continue that work.
Yep, and it is wonderful work. Last night, Kevin, they showed a bit of a film called Shared Legacies. Folks, you should go online and look it up or go to spillthehoney.com, and they have a shortened version on there. But on this film, towards the end, I thought what was really beautiful is that they showed some young folks, college kids. They interviewed them. Some of them are rappers, they're musical artists, and what was refreshing is seeing the younger generation getting involved and being concerned about this. How did that all come about? I know Dr. Sherry Rogers, who founded Spill the Honey, has connections, I think, with Morehouse. Tell us a little bit more about how you're dealing with the younger generation.
Well, you know, social media, and we also know that music is a unifier. I can turn on some music, and it's just amazing how it resonates with people. You know, now we got Beyonce going country. And hip-hop, which I don't quite understand, but they hear messages in it. And so Spill the Honey produced a documentary that is transformational. It documents the voices of those who paved the path for civil rights. And we know that if we use music, we'll get to this next generation. So the educational piece and the music component is two strong pillars that Spill the Honey are building our platform of being a cultural offensive against hate.
That's fantastic. And I understand from Dr. Rogers that there is going to be an event, I believe, at Morehouse. And maybe too early to tell, but could you share with our listeners what you're planning there?
So Morehouse is the top shelf of education. It's a historically Black university for men. And Morehouse has created this gallery of portraits of people who have made transformational change when it comes to the Black community. And we know that there's a partnership in the civil rights movement to the Black and Jewish community. And there's never been a Jewish portrait on the wall to honor those who stepped up to fight for civil rights that directly impacts Black males and the education. And so we are honored to be able to put Dr. Jones on as one of those portraits, and also a rabbi. And it'll be the first time a Jewish person will be on the wall, a portrait wall, to honor his contribution. And we are excited about that. And it's another way, as these young men walk through the portrait hall, that they'll say, why is a Jewish man's portrait placed on the wall of all these Black leaders? And it's because the Jewish community, stood with us, gave their lives, and made a difference when it comes to civil rights.
Wow, fantastic. Well said. Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence, you are continuing your work. Your legacy is tremendous. For more information, folks, you can go to spillthehoney.com. Congresswoman Lawrence, safe travels, and thank you for being with us in New York for such a fabulous event.
Thank you so much, and be blessed. And today is International Women's Day. So to all the women, just like you, Christine, keep it up. We're making a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Go ladies. I like
yes.
it.
Yes. It's Mary and Lisa,
Christine Nicholas, Kevin McCullough, coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
The madness is here, and at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, that means slam dunk savings all month long. Our buddy Alex Kinsella, he's the general manager at Route 22 Toyota, called to fill us in on all the madness going on, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models, and low 2.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, everyone drives, thanks to their goal of 100% credit approval. Call them at 973-705-8905. To get pre-approved today. Again, that's 973-705-8905 to get pre-approved for a loan on a brand new Toyota from Route 22 Toyota. It's all part of their slam dunk savings going on right now, where you can save with the madness of zero down leases and low 2.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. Go see Alex and his team at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, and remember to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Subject to primary lender approval, not all buyers will qualify. Financing on select new Toyota models through Toyota Financial Services. See deal for details. Expires April 1st, 2024.
This is Carol Platt Liebau for townhall.com. Chief among Americans' complaints against President Biden's Justice Department has been selective prosecution. It seems those on the right are prosecuted for conduct the left engages in with impunity. One federal judge in California agreed. He's thrown out charges against right-wing rioters on the grounds of selective prosecution. The rioters attended a pro-Trump free speech rally in 2017. Leftist rioters, who attend such events to fight the right-wing groups, came primed for violence and attacked Trump supporters and police. The Biden Justice Department charged them under the Anti-Riot Act. Subsequently, the district court judge dismissed charges based on selective prosecution. He noted that the leftist groups instigated much of the violence and by many accounts behaved worse than the right-wing groups. But the Biden Justice Department has appealed. It seems their old habits die hard. One thing is clear. It's time for equal justice in America again.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hugh Hewitt explains what the open border is doing politically.
Do you know that Ellis Island was open for 62 years and admitted a grand total of 12 million people? That's probably what's happened in the last 3 years. We're not sure about it. It's a disaster. It is going to allow an unprecedented turnout of Republicans to occur. And I think it's destroying Joe Biden's presidency.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6, on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
AM 970 The Answer. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back. It's Radio Night Live, the fun Friday edition with lots of busy things. Christine, as soon as we're done tonight, I am off to performance number 3. For the theater mania drama king, my junior hire or my 11-year-old. So busy night for the McCulloughs, but glad that we're doing this. And we've got some more fun stuff to talk about.
Right. I mean, there is a very special event that is going to be happening next week. Probably not for your little ankle biters, but for the adults, get a sitter and come down to the cutting room because there's a benefit show by the Raven Drum Foundation, and they are going to benefit our very good friends at the Friends of Firefighters, the organization that we have had and featured, because what they do, folks, is amazing. And don't take it from me. Let's take it from the founder, Nancy Carbone, who founded the Friends of Firefighters the days after 9/11 to help our friends who are firefighters. Nancy Carbone, welcome back to Radio Night Live. Give our listeners a reminder of what the Friends of Firefighters, what you guys do.
Well, first of all, thank you, Christine and Kevin. Really appreciate the time that you're giving me. Friends of Firefighters, I started it after 9/11 in order to provide long-term counseling for firefighters, active and retired, and their family members at no cost and confidential. So it was separate from the fire department, which some firefighters wanted. They had the perception that they didn't want their bosses to know they were getting counseling. I think that's the best way to put it. So firefighters asked me if I would start this, and I'm not a counselor, but I did what they wanted because we all wanted to do what we could to support our bravest.
Absolutely.
And 21, I mean, how many years now have you been doing this, Nancy?
It's a little over 22 years. We had our 22nd anniversary, for lack of a better word, February 22nd. That was when we were incorporated and became a 501c3 in New York State. And it has been unbelievably busy of late. Mm-hmm. I would say since 2018, we have a 307% increase in the use of services here. So the counseling is, as I like to refer, through the roof. We have our work cut out for us, but we're very proud of the work that we do. And we're very honored to be trusted.
Yeah.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. And you're doing more work, but what is prompting also the need for this help? I mean, what have you seen in your 21 years that's different now than you did when you first started?
Well, first of all, we're living in a far more complex world. I think there are a lot of things going on that most of us can't wrap our brain around. But I think COVID is a reason that I think we are seeing more children now than ever before. They're back in school, but I think that period of time, which in excess of 1 year, they were virtually not only just learning, it wasn't just about education, it was about socialization. And that has been stunted, I'm sure, in a lot of children. So getting back into a social setting or even in an educational setting, they're having some difficulties. So we are seeing more children. Also, their parents are first responders. So during that period of time, if they had the TV on, they were seeing some pretty horrific numbers and sights. So knowing that their parent is going off into this unknown and how dangerous it was, I do think that that has had a tremendous effect, not just on the children, but the entire families.
So, Nancy, I love telling the stories of success. And I know that for as long as you've been going now, you've been able to help some people. Can you give us snapshots of some of your favorite things that you've been able, that the Friends of Firefighters have been able to do and produce for the firefighters and for their families, that we can, you know, kind of understand like the opposite end of when the help has been received, what it's like?
You know, it's funny you say that, because when I started Friends of Firefighters, I didn't make it only about counseling, but that has become, I think, our trademark. Initially, it was actually about coordinating trips that were donated to the New York City firefighters so that they can get away with their families, so that they could try to bond with their families, particularly the children coming away from what was then called Ground Zero. We did not do any of the trips until the site was closed, out of respect for the families and those lost. But when we did that, I realized, you know, there are layers to this. There are different ways to help people. We have to have different things available to them. So we started in the beginning. We had acupuncture, financial guidance. We still have those. But when Sandy hit, we were able to mobilize all of the volunteers that came from all around the world, but particularly the United States, New Orleans. They sent firefighters to us. We had them stay in our old firehouse, which was also flooded. We had 4 feet of water, and firefighters came from Minnesota and cleaned it out. We put 14 bunk beds in, and we were able to deploy the help into the fields. We had a little over 700 active firefighters who either lost or had significant damage to their homes and could not return. So we helped them first. We took the pump the water out, worked with other organizations out in Breezy and the different affected areas, Staten Island, Rockaways, and were able to then help over 1,200 retirees. We helped as many people as we could to get on their feet in one way or another, whether it was helping them find alternative housing or schools or whatever that was needed. We also sent counselors out into the field to just check in on people. We didn't expect long-term counseling from them, but actually that's what happened. Some people went into it because they had a road ahead of them. And since then, certainly COVID, we're doing what we can. But what's very interesting is we got a call from the Raven Drum Foundation that they're going to be having a benefit concert in New York next week. We got a call from Lauren Monroe and Rick Allen, and they said, you know what? Our missions align, and we want to do something together that will benefit, you know, the first responders, but, you know, the people that we serve. And so they put together a fantastic concert. I'm excited. I was a very big fan of some of these groups that are going to be going there, and it's drummers predominantly, and it's going to be at the Cutting Room next Thursday night, and it's absolutely going to be a blast.
And if people want more info, where do they go?
Well, they can go to, I'm just trying to see here. You know, you caught me short. The Raven Drum Foundation has it on the website. Friends of Firefighters, we have it on our website.
What's your website?
Friendsoffirefighters.org.
Friendsoffirefighters.org. You can also go to the Raven Drum Foundation website. And I'm going to guess that the Cutting Room probably has something up about it as well, either on their social or somewhere else. But Nancy, thank you for all that you do. Thank you for taking care of our first responders. We need them and they need you. And it's a perfect circle, because we're glad to wave your flag and sing your praises too. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
Really got it. Coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you heard? Michaels of Brooklyn. They went from 50% to 75%. They are now at 100% capacity. And by reservation, following all the CDC guidelines, they can ensure your safety and the health of their patrons and employees. And now's the time that you can get back to Michaels of Brooklyn and have some of that authentic Italian food. Celebrate Michaels of Brooklyn 100% capacity by joining the Sauce of the Month Club. You'll get a different jar of Michaels of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, and biscotti each month for about 6 months. Each month, receive exquisite sauces ranging from arrabbiata to puttanesca, and of course their fresh marinara. They're family owned and operated. It's authentic. Everything is made completely from scratch. Even the sauce that they sell in the grocery stores nationwide, they make it right there at Michaels of Brooklyn. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com, join their Sauce of the Month Club. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com, or call 718-988-7851 for reservations. That's 718-988-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's check ethos.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you're high, you feel different. But if you feel different, you drive different. So don't drive high. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back. It is the final few minutes before we have to say goodbye for the weekend. Big weekend, too, Lady Christine, because you got the Oscars. You got little Jonathan McCullough in 4 productions of Finding Nemo Jr. I mean, it doesn't get any busier than that.
No, we want to wish Jonathan to break a leg there or maybe break a fin.
Yeah.
Either way.
He is. And this is so perfect for one of my kids. He's one of the Pelicans. So he's been practicing mine everywhere. Anyway, tips for the weekend.
Tips. Well, first, I want to thank Nancy Carbone of Friends of Firefighters and to remind you folks that if you do want to go to the Raven Drum Foundation concert, which will be benefiting Friends of Firefighters, is going to be raising money so that they can help more firefighters get through the difficult times. It's going to be Thursday, March 14th at the Cutting Room located at 44 East 32nd Street between Park and Madison. And you can get benefit tickets. They start at $75. Online at friendsoffirefighters.org. Doors open at 8, and there's some really amazing guests, including one of our good friends, Paul Schaefer, I believe, is going to be making an appearance as well.
Well, he's your good friend. I don't know him. I've never met him.
He's great.
I wanted to meet him. He bought a Hammond B3 from a friend of mine, but I didn't get a chance to to say
we might be able to arrange that. We'll see.
He needs to be on this show.
Okay. All right.
How can we have fun Friday without Paul Schaefer at some point? Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, we heard from Spill the Honey. I just wanted to really give a shout out to Dr. Sherry Rogers, who did an amazing, amazing thing by pulling this all together at the 92nd Street Y in order to really educate and inspire people to understand the history of the civil rights movement being so deeply rooted between the Black and Jewish and so many. I mean, Dr. Jones said, if not for, Protestants, Catholics, and Jews, you know, this just wouldn't be possible. So all of that happened. So anyway, thank you. Congratulations, Dr. Sherry Rogers, Congresswoman Lawrence, and Dr. Jones. Next week, we're going to have a wonderful guest. I just want, Michael Presser, we mentioned him from Inside Broadway, and we're going to talk about how it went with Creating the Magic, which will be a performance on Wednesday at 6. That's the performance, special performance just for school kids. And it's not really a performance, but it's an educational, performance for...
It's a lifting of the veil, you might say.
Yeah, it's a lifting of, the curtain. Yes, yeah. For sure. And by the way, Women's International Women's Day. So I'm really pleased that we've had so many great...
Well, happy International Women's Day, Christine, and UAB and Lady Alana back in the studio. Let me just be the first or the last here at the end of the day to wish you all a very belated Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you so much, Kevin McCullough. If you do want to celebrate, folks, you can go to the New York Historical Society. They have a new exhibit called Women's Work, which showcases approximately 45 different objects that the Historical Society has to demonstrate how women's work has changed over the years. Well, anyway, the Historical Society is located at 170 Central Park West at West 77th Street. Tickets are $24, and to learn more, you could just go on nyhistory.org. If you want to do a little, I think there's so much. Just go on NYC Tourism for the most recent and the most exciting things that you can do this weekend and beyond.
Sounds great. Friends, thanks for being here. We'll see you again soon.